Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
Ah, so Alabama's football team is beatable. The Auburn Tigers put it on the Crimson Tide over the weekend, and now the college football playoff picture is all out of focus because Alabama was number one in the rankings and the previously unbeaten Miami Hurricanes were number two, but look for them to drop since the Pittsburgh Panthers reduced Miami's gaudy piece of jewelry known as the turnover chain to a fake gold chain. Stakes are going to be high this Saturday when Clemson and Miami play for the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship. The team that comes up short will have two losses this season, essentially a scarlet letter or scarlet number to the College Football Playoff Committee. Selection Sunday for the College Football Playoff is this Sunday. It was a rough weekend in general for Alabama sports. The Crimson Tide just couldn't get right on the football field, and it was no better for them on the basketball court. Let's go to Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The Crimson Tide and Golden Gophers from Minnesota started talking junk to each other. Alabama players left the bench. They were ejected. Then a teammate fouled out. Another one got hurt. And next thing you know, Alabama is playing 3-5. Now, Alabama actually almost won. The final score was just 89-84. Minnesota. Sticking with college hoops, what's wrong with Arizona? They went to a tournament in the Bahamas ranked number two in the Associated Press Top 25 poll. They left the island with three losses in 3 days. I mean, who leaves the Bahamas stressed out like that? In Portland, Oregon, at the PK80 tournament, Texas did a two-step and went toe-to-toe with Duke, took the Blue Devils to overtime, but Duke is still Duke. The Blue Devils won to remain number one in the rankings. All right, let's skip to the NBA where Derrick Rose has left the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I know some of y'all saw that coming straight out the gate when the Cavs signed Rose. NBA sources say he's contemplating his future in the league because he stays hurt all the time. Teammate Dwayne Wade, who's been bit by the injury bug quite a bit himself, said he can feel D. Rose, knows what he's going through. The King, LeBron James, has been royally blessed to have not been severely nicked up over the years like D. Rose or D. Wade. The King said D. Rose just has to do what's best for him.
I know you're going to dig this.
I got a question.
Okay, listen. Regardless of your politics, you have to agree that LeVar Ball, with all of those Wolf tickets he's selling, is barking up the wrong tree and going at President Donald Trump. Ball questioned Trump's role in getting Ball's son out of a hot mess in China. Ball's son and two of his UCLA teammates were arrested for shoplifting in China. UCLA was over there to play some basketball games. Trump said he intervened and kept the guys from serving prison time in China. LeVar Ball said it wasn't all that and that Trump didn't do that much. Trump said he should have left them jokers locked up in China. And all I'm saying is, as loud as LeVar Ball is, he can't Trump Trump. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.